This week, for the Phoenix feature, I caught up with the Chicken and Frog Children's Bookstore in Brentwood and found out all about their exciting plans for this year and next year, where they will be hosting a book festival for children featuring many well-known authors with an endless list of activities that the children can get involved with. Here's how I got on. Okay, so I'm with Natasha and Jim from Chicken and Frog Bookstore in Brentwood for children. And basically, we're going to tell you a bit more about the bookstore and exciting events that they've got coming up in 2015 and in 2016 as well. So, Natasha, how long have you been established and what was the inspiration to create Chicken and Frog?
So, we'll be open 3 years on 17th of October. It's our birthday, so we have the White Rabbit coming. And it was something that we've literally always wanted to do since we met and never been brave enough. We both read a lot, our kids read a lot, we think that literacy is incredibly important, and it was a way of setting up a community based business. We knew that we wouldn't make our fortune.
And I see a lot of colour in the room. Did you have an idea of how you wanted to design your shop?
I just wanted to make it accessible for children so they could come in and we're not going to stop them touching stuff. Because when kids come in, they want to pick the books up, they want to feel the books and just have the experience of choosing books for themselves. And we just needed to make it as inviting as possible.
And Jim, why is it important to have a place like this for children in the community? And what do you think it offers compared to a chain bookstore, let's say?
It's different. I mean, because chain bookstores, they do what they do really well. But with an independent bookshop, we can be a bit more choosy about the books we get in. And we proofread quite a lot of books. And we know we have books that children are going to enjoy, and it can help get them reading. That we need to get all kids reading, and if we can help to be even a little bit of that, then I think we're doing what we set out to do, just make kids enjoy books.
And how do you approach the kids in the community? Do you go to schools?
Yeah, we do a lot. We do a lot of events in the shop that are free, so we get authors in, lots of authors in, and I think all of our author events have been free in the shop, which is great because there's nothing better, I don't think, than meeting a real life author and getting that experience. And we have just loads of different things. Like, we've got a dyslexia awareness event happening in this weekend coming, actually. And again, it's a free event for parents and teachers and for children that may be finding reading is more of a challenge. So we try to just put on a big range of events that anyone's welcome to. And then the other side of it is, I was a teacher. So I go out into schools and I deliver training to teachers. I teach some children at one of the local primary schools, Larchwood. Loads of different things, really. And we take authors out to schools as well.
And how do you think the attitude to reading has changed over the years? Obviously, we're getting more technology-based. Kids are more inclined to go on like Kindles at a younger age, or maybe an iPad and stuff like that. How do you think you've approached that sort of change in environment for reading?
I think we've ignored it, really. Yeah. If I'm honest, I don't think, for the age group that we're looking at, once you hit teen, it is different. And it's true that teens' reading habits are very different from they were, say, when we were kids a couple of years ago. Because they've got more choice. So they do read on a Kindle, or they do read on their iPad, or they read on their phone. But I think for children up to, say, about 11, 12 years old, they do still read paper books. And you can see that if you look at stats from bookshops and from libraries, that children's books are still bucking the trend. Because whenever people say, oh, children don't read anymore, they do. It's just that they do other things as well. So there's more to compete with, which has been a good thing, I think, for the children's book world, because it's made publishers up their game and publish things that are worthy of children reading rather than just churning stuff out all the time.
Okay, and I've noticed you're very Twitter active and always posting stories and images from the store. How important to you is social media as a tool for the store?
Massively, I think. Yeah. I'd never been on Twitter before we had the shop. And I'm not the technical one at all, that's Jim's department. But I do. It's a good, quick way of getting your message out there. And because tweets don't have a very long shelf life, you can kind of keep on putting that message out there without annoying people too much, hopefully. And we've managed to secure quite a few author bookings just through being quite cheeky and contact them directly and saying, do you want to come to Brentwood? And most of the time people say, yeah, all right then.
So it's been very successful.
It's been really successful. Yeah. And it's got us a much wider reach than we'd be able to get any other way, I think.
So you hold many events throughout the year.
Yep.
But the one event everyone's talking about is the Brentwood Children's Literary Festival, hosting a range of activities featuring many well-known children's authors. Tell us a bit more about the festival and why you're doing it.
And we're doing it because we're mad. We've done a lot of children's events and we've done a lot of author events and we dithered about it for a while. There's lots and lots of book festivals all over the world now. They're massive. And we decided in a fleeting moment that it would be a good idea to have one here because there isn't, although we've got the Brentwood Festival, which is lovely, but we wanted the literary slant on it. But for us, the driving force is that we want all families to be able to access it. So normally festival tickets, sometimes they're free, but not very often. They're normally, say, between £7 and £15 a ticket. If you've got a couple of children and then they want to buy a book, that's a lot of money for like an hour's entertainment. So our driving force in terms of getting funding, which we still need if anyone's got any, is to make the tickets just £3 a ticket. And we're also trying to secure some funding at the moment so that we can give some tickets to some local schools to then give out as prizes.
So when is the festival and where can I buy a ticket?
The festival starts on the 22nd of July and it runs for a week. And all of our tickets are going to be online via the Brentwood Theatre website. They're not up yet, but we're hoping that they'll be up there by the end of November, beginning of December.
Brilliant. And I believe you're going on a bit of a tour, many different venues throughout the community as well.
Yes. So we've got a couple of things happening here, but not too much because we're pretty small. Then we've got Brentwood Theatre, Larchwood Primary School, Shenfield High School, the library.
So plenty of places to find the festival be able to access it. Yeah. And if people wish to sponsor you, like you said, you still need this sponsor. You offer some fantastic packages for your event.
Yeah, so for just a basic package, I haven't got everything written in front of me, but for awesome. I think it's £150 for the basic, and you'll get your, if it's a company that's sponsoring us, obviously that's tax deductible as well, they'll get their logo put onto our website. We've now got a separate website for the festival, which would then link through live to theirs, and their logo will be on all of the literature that's going to get printed with the programme for the festival.
So they get a heightened awareness along with supporting an amazing cause as well.
Yeah, exactly. And all of the packages include that, and then it just goes up a little bit more. So the largest one, you end up getting a free family ticket and a signed book for an author of your choice as well. So
brilliant.
We're trying to entice people in. It costs, to put it into perspective for people, an author costs £150 an hour, which isn't a massive amount, but we've got 18 authors and most of them are doing over an hour. So once you look at that and then you're thinking about obviously paying the venues, we've got a website, we've got a logo, all the leaflets that we're going to get printed and sent out. So it's a not-for-profit organisation. We're not looking to make money. We just want people to come and enjoy the experience. So the more sponsorship we get, the more we can offer.
And do you have any authors that kids would know their books like that?
We've got Ian Wybrow was probably our best one, who's Harry in His Pocket Full of Dinosaurs. So, I mean, he's a real favourite and we've been lucky enough to work with him before. He's a big personality, so that should be really good fun. We're going to be doing a dinosaur party thing with
brilliant.
Him. And yeah, Laura Dockrill, she's a big rising star at the moment. She's been writing for a long time, but she's just written her first young adult book and she's working quite a lot with David Williams at the moment. We've got quite a few award-winning authors coming along. It's exciting.
So before the festival, and people want to check out your store, come and see this amazing place that you've set up, where can people find you in Brentwood?
So we are, it's a bit of a funny address, it's 7 Security House Ongar Road, but basically we're just off of Wilson's Corner on the crossing, if you were going over to Sainsbury's, that's the easiest way to find us, a park in Sainsbury's. Don't park in the car park behind the shop because it's a private car park. People get cross.
You have been warned. Thank you very much, Natasha and Jim.
Thank you.
To find out more about tickets for the Literary Festival, hosted by Chicken and Frog, go to chickenandfrog.co.uk or follow them on Twitter on @chickenandfrog.